Reading tonight. Luke 3, and we're going to begin reading tonight in verse number 21. Luke 3, and verse number 21 tonight. And this is when Jesus comes, and he's fixing to be baptized by John the Baptist. He's come to this place. He's come to the Jordan, and he's fixing to be baptized. We know tonight, before we get into the message tonight, we know tonight that we're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. We understand that tonight. And you say, well, what is the importance of baptism? What is the importance? The baptism is to show the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the own picture form in our body. It shows that the old man's been put down and a new man's raised up, or a new lady, or a new person is raised up to walk in a newness of life. And we come tonight, and as our first act of obedience as a child of God tonight is being baptized. Do you know tonight that being baptized is a big thing in a lot of people's life tonight? It's a big thing. And I want you to know tonight, it's a big thing in my life. A person that has repented and a person that has asked Jesus Christ to come into their life, they will want to be baptized. There'll be nothing that'll keep that want from wanting to be. Amen? All right. Luke chapter number 3, verse number 21, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus, also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Father, we love you. Father, I thank you tonight that the baptistry here doesn't stay dry, but Father God, that we see baptisms on a monthly basis. And I thank you for that tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you tonight, Father God, that we do have this in the church, and we do allow, Father God, people to be baptized. Lord God, we're not against it. We're for it tonight. Lord God, I thank you for a church tonight that stands on that doctrine tonight. We stand on that tonight, Father God, that ordinance that you've given us, Father God, for baptism. Lord, I pray for the candidates tonight that'll come forth. Lord, I lift them up to you tonight, Father. I know they may be scared. Their nerves may be a little off kilter tonight, but Father, I pray you give them peace. I pray you give them rest. I pray you give them comfort as they go into the baptismal waters. And Lord, I pray tonight that you have your way in this service. And I thank you tonight for Jesus, how he showed us what we need to do. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated. As we come tonight and we look at this, the baptism of Jesus. I want to be brief tonight because it's like taking the Lord's Supper. I like for it to be its own place. I like for baptism to be its own place tonight. But I want to start here in verse number 21, and I want to show you that Jesus, what he is in our life. I want to give you three things tonight that Jesus is in our life, and it'll go all the way in your life tonight if you'll look at these three things. Number one tonight, Jesus is our example tonight. He is the one that we follow after tonight, and what Jesus did here. You know what? He came here, and we know in John 1:29, that John said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And when he said that, he come on and he said, There's one that comes after me that is preferred before me. He said, I baptize thee with water, but he'll baptize you with fire. And as we come tonight, we see where Jesus comes here in verse number 21, and he says, Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass. So that means it happened that Jesus was baptized as well. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized. I see tonight, number one, Jesus is my example. I look in the text tonight and I see that my Savior, the one that hung on Calvary, the one that bled and died for me, he was baptized. And he did that for this. John was baptizing for repentance. You know what he said? He was calling him out into the wilderness, and he was calling him out to where he was at, out into the Jordan. He was asking them, did they believe and would they be baptized? He was getting to that place, and John was baptizing for repentance. And when Jesus came here, you know what Jesus is? He is our sacrifice tonight. He is our reason tonight that we do get baptized. He is my example tonight. And you say, well, who can be baptized, preacher? Can just anybody be baptized? And I say tonight, no, just not anybody can be baptized. Well, who can be baptized? That one that repents and believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That one that says, I want to identify with Jesus Christ. I want him to be my Lord. I want him to be my Savior. I want him to come into my life and save me. At that point in that person's life, when they've repented and they've been born again, at that point in their life, that example comes alive in their life, and then we follow His example. And you know what His first example is this? That He was baptized. And we come tonight and we're going to baptize three individuals tonight because of their profession of faith. Because they say that they believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They've repented of their sins. They've asked Jesus to come in their life and He has saved them. Now their first step of obedience is this. Is that they be scripturally baptized tonight. He says that He is our example tonight. I want to show you this. He said that when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. Hey, something happens when a person is baptized. I just can't get over how the feeling that a person feels when they go through them baptismal waters. I want you to know tonight that it's a symbol as well. Hey, tonight, these three that's going to get baptized, that you may not know them personally, they might not know you, but you will always be able to say, I was at their baptism. I'll never forget that Jesus Christ being my example. We was coming home one night from church. And before we got home that night, there was a time I cleaned the church at the other church that I went to. And one of my jobs was, if anybody used the baptistry, I had to be there and watch over it and make sure everything was cut off and turned off and put up. I've not always been a preacher. Hey, I just wanted to do something what God called me to do. Amen? I just wanted to get in there. I didn't have to have a position. I just wanted to work at the church. Have you ever been there where you just wanted to be around the church? You just couldn't get enough of it. So that night we went in and another preacher was going to baptize, and he baptized three individuals or four that night. I'll never forget it. And I rocked on. I didn't know exactly what was going on in that man's life, but as we rocked on there, I remember we was coming home from church one night. And when I got to my driveway, this truck was wrecked off into my driveway, into my ditch, into my yard, and it was sideways and I couldn't get in. Well, I just stepped out of my car, out of the vehicle, going to assess the situation on my land, should I say. And when I stepped out, this guy started cussing me for all that I was worth. I did not know who it was, but as I looked up into the light, I seen three men coming my way. And Brandy said, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to? I said, you get Kaylee and Carly Ann Jeffries and you get them on to the house. Brother Paul, Carly Ann, you look at him shaking his head. And as they went up the driveway, I didn't know she called my brother-in-law, Derek. Now, he's like a wrecking ball. He was coming to help me. Amen. And as them men come off that hill, they was wanting to do something to me. And as they got there and the light hit one of them's face, I looked up and I seen him and I said, what are you doing using that kind of language? And he stopped me, looked, and he said, oh, goodness, it's the preacher. I said, man, I'm not a preacher. He said, well, he's the man that watched me get baptized. And in every bit of that situation, all that drama, all that was fixed to unfold, and just because I'd been there at the baptism, and because Jesus Christ is my example, and he said, I identify with Jesus Christ, I was able to tell that man and talk to that man about Jesus. You say he had already went through the baptismal waters, and he had already said he was a child of God. I don't know. I'm not his judge, but I do know this tonight. What could have escalated to something a whole lot bigger because I was there at his baptism and it was an example of what Christ, he said, had done in his life and he had done the same in my life. I was able to confront that man. You know what tonight? We must hold each one of us accountable tonight. Brothers and sisters ought to hold one another accountable. You know somebody holds us accountable tonight? His name's Jesus tonight. He holds us accountable tonight. He is our example tonight. And he said when he was baptized, the heaven opened up. You know what that did when the heaven opened up? Man, it shined down on him. Amen? It shined right down on where Jesus is at, right down where he's at. Tonight, as these candidates get baptized tonight, it's going to be a picture for every one of you to see. They may not vocally say, I love Jesus every day of their life. They may not go out on the corner and tell people about Jesus. But tonight, the Bible says, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father which is in heaven. But if you deny me in front of men, I'll deny you before my Father which is in heaven. And tonight, I don't know how many is in the room tonight, but every one of these candidates tonight has got an opportunity to stand and say that I love Jesus. Amen? Because they identify in that baptism as he is our example. But I see something else tonight in the text. Not only is he my example because he was baptized, but I see tonight he is my encouragement because he was baptized. Look what the Bible says. He said, thou art my beloved son, in thee, look at this, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove. In a bodily shape like a dove. That is that encouragement tonight. He said, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, here it is. He said, here's what he said. I love this. He said, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. Why was he well pleased? He was doing the Father's business. When a person is saved, And they go through them baptismal waters. That's that first act of obedience. And God says, I am well pleased. I am well pleased. And tonight as we get here and we see that encouragement, I want to just share this with you. If you go over to Luke chapter number 4, and Satan all the way through, he's tempting Jesus in the wilderness and always tempting him. He always says this, that you are the Son of God. But that's not what God said about Jesus. You know what he said? He said, this is my beloved. He said, this is my beloved son. See, Satan always leaves out parts of things. He'll give you a little scripture, but he won't give you all the scripture. And he says tonight, and he says, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a loud voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son, and thee I am well pleased. I said this morning, that dove, when it comes, that dove, that spirit of God that sets down on a person, you know what that spirit won't do? The spirit of God, it'll never hurt you. That spirit of God, it'll never harm you. That spirit of God will never lead you into a place that you don't need to go. All the Spirit of God will do in your life, it'll help you all the days of your life. And tonight, if there's something that we need in our life, that is the Spirit of God on us. We need to walk in the Spirit, talk in the Spirit. Everything we do is by the Spirit tonight. Tonight, when we baptize these three candidates, we're going to baptize in the name of the Father. That's the first thing we're going to do. We're going to baptize in the name of the Father. Second thing we're going to baptize in is the name of Jesus. We're going to baptize in the name of Jesus. And the third thing we're going to do, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We're going to baptize in them three things because of them three people, because the Bible instructs us in that tonight. He said, number one, he's my example. Number two, he's my encouragement. He encouraged me along life's way. I want you to know tonight, as we got down to the Buddy Hatchie one time and we was going to baptize and we all went off into the water. The other day I was at Brother Ricky's funeral, and man, God just puts people in your path. He just does it. And as we was walking around, me and Sister April were standing there, wherever there she is. We were standing there, and this young man walks up, and he tells me who he is, and I didn't have a clue who he was. Never met the young man that I know of. And he come back around, and he said, don't you pastor over there across from the river bridges? And I said, I sure do. He said, well, you may not know me, but I know you. And I said, okay. He said, we was down at the creek one day, down at the river, and you come down there with your church, and you was going to baptize people. And we was in the water swimming. And when y'all come up, y'all was very friendly to us. Y'all showed us respect. And you remember, we got out of the water and let y'all baptize. And right then, you know what? Not only was it an example, but we was an encouragement to somebody else. Baptism is important tonight. Number one, because we see an example what Jesus Christ did. We see it's an encouragement because the Spirit of God indwells all around it tonight. Oh my goodness, the Spirit of God indwells all around it. I've seen people get in the water before they got in. They said, I don't want to say nothing. And they get in the water and their tongue gets loose. What is that? What is that about? What makes that happen? 30 seconds ago, they don't want to say nothing. Now they fix getting the water, and their tongue gets loose, and they want to tell how good God is. That's that Spirit of God that hovers around that baptismal. But let me give you the third thing, and we're fixing to get in the water. Number one, I see that Jesus is my example in baptism, and I want to do what my example does, by the way. If I don't do what my example does, I won't be exactly the way he wants me to do things. Number two, I see he's my encouragement. But I see tonight in this baptism, he's my everything. He's my everything. And why would I not want to follow him? Anybody that ever gets saved, the first thing I tell them is this, hey, and by the way, you got a baptism coming up. You got a baptism coming up. You need to be baptized. Preacher, why do you do that? Because that's what the Bible instructs us to do. And tonight, when I say he's my everything tonight, did Jesus need to be baptized? Why no? Why no? Why did he? Out of obedience. Out of obedience tonight. Man, he is the Son of God. Perfect, precious, powerful. But he did it out of act of obedience. Tonight, every one of these candidates tonight, if they don't get baptized, heaven's still their home. On the authority of the Word of God tonight, we're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. But that obedience tonight, it does something in a believer's life when you're obedient. And you realize that Jesus Christ is everything. Let me show you this in the text. He says this, when he's your everything. Verse 22. He says, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. God said, everything I want to do, everything I want to set up, I want to set it up through my Son. I want to set everything that you look at up through my Son. There's not one thing that we do as a church that's not set up through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't do nothing that he didn't do. We don't do nothing that he didn't do. Not one thing. He shed his blood for the remission of sin. We add that blood to have the remission of sin out of our life. We take his blood. We get baptized. We go through the baptismal waters. Why? Because that's what he did. We follow him as he's our example. He's our encouragement. We do everything that he did. We take the Lord's Supper. Why? Because that's his supper. That's his. That's what he did. We want to follow him completely. And tonight, as these candidates come and they're going to be baptized tonight, that's going to be a picture tonight for this whole church, and it's going to be a picture for them. And I love this, that somebody's got their back. That somebody's got their back. I've learned this. The whole church is usually not there during when somebody's born again. Just like when our baby was born, Miss Robin, she was in the room. Well, I wasn't even in the room. She was in the room. She's sitting over there. Not everybody can be there when they're born again. But I tell you one thing, we all have an opportunity to be there when they're baptized. And what does that say? You're showing that you're an example here to encourage them. And it's saying, hey, Jesus Christ is my everything, and he's everything that I need. Tonight, as we go into the baptismal waters, I want you to think about this. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Tonight, I thank God that when he looks down on me, he don't see me, but he sees the blood of Jesus, and he says, I am well pleased. Sister, if you'll come forth tonight, we just get into the water. My candidates, if you'll get ready, we're ready to go. Y'all ready? Amen.